Hello, Anna.
Hi.
All right, so can you give us what? How did the walk went? Can you give us sort of like a general report back on you know how it went, and and we can go from there.
Yep. So the walk was over 7 days. So we took it from Monday to Sunday. Walked from Pakenham to Morwell. It went really well. We were using it as a chance to connect with communities along the way. So we had a lot of really great conversations discussed the idea of, a just transition for the Valley and how people, can support that and get involved, and also use it as an opportunity to talk about cooperatives and workplace democracy all the communities that we stayed in and walked through. We had about 70 people over the course of the week involved, with about 15 people do the whole 100-kilometre walk, myself included. And so far we've raised about $20,000 from that effort.
Mm. Wow, nice.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Who were some of the people that you met along the way, and in those different sort of stopovers or communities that you passed through?
A whole range of different people. So the towns that we stayed in, we were hosted by various groups, ranging from a native bush foods farm in Tainong to the Anglican Church in Warragul, who were incredibly supportive and let us sleep in their church for the night, through to like the Borbor Sustainability Network in Yarragon, the Wurrikan Moi Eco Village. So like a pretty diverse crowd. It certainly wasn't just like, environmental activists or, union movement. It was like people really across the whole section of the community.
Hmm. And on the Sunday where the walk finished, there was an announcement that it seemed likely that Engie, the French-based company that runs Hazelwood Power Station, would probably be announcing the closure of Hazelwood in the not-too-distant future. How was that received? That's a bit of an interesting coincidence with the culmination of the walk.
Yeah, so that was in the Age on the Saturday, which was the second last day of the walk. Okay, yeah. So we had literally the night before been having a workshop in Yarragon about how, cooperatives can form part of a just transition away from fossil fuels. And then we woke up to that news on the Saturday, which, the community has been expecting an announcement on Hazelwood for quite some time now, but were led to believe that it would be of a, partial closure, so a quarter or a half of the units at Hazelwood. And the news of a full closure in such a short time frame, I think, took a lot of people by surprise and was a bit of an upset. So, it was a crazy coincidence. It was a day before we arrived in Morwell. We were walking through the valley at that point. And so it made it very real for a lot of people. Before we set out that morning, we had a conversation about, the implications of that announcement. And I guess it made it a very grounded sort of day. What we're doing is not some theoretical in the future we need to have this pretty little, renewable energy system and diverse economy in the valley. It's something that's long, long overdue. Not only do we need it soon, we needed it a long time ago. So I guess that just kind of hammered home that point.
Yeah, and of course, Earthworker is, starting from a somewhat smallish base producing solar hot water tanks. So the factory has been, the equipment's been moved from Dandenong up to Morwell. The plan is to get it started up soon. But in that article about Hazelwood, it talks about up to 1,000 people losing their job. In an ideal situation, what what do you reckon the vision would be for Earthworker ramping up and, I guess, diversifying out of just solar hot water into other areas so that a decent chunk of those 1,000 workers might be able to be absorbed into the co-op? What's the vision?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, we've always said that, like, Earthworker is not the silver bullet. Mm. We're not the one solution that's going to solve all of the problems in the valley. That's just not realistic. What we're offering is a vision and one part of a solution. So, you know, we're really keen to work with the community initiatives that are already taking place down there. So, you know, there's a whole lot of really exciting stuff that's coming from that community. And that are looking at ways to solve that problem and ways to, you know, to help the community through the rocky road of transition over the coming years. For us, like, we're, you know, starting with Eureka's Future, with solar hot water systems, as you said, but Eureka's Future was always meant to be a model that can be replicated. So, you know, we don't want one giant cooperative employing 1,000 people. Because that's no good for workplace democracy. We want a network of, you know, small to medium-sized cooperatives that can work together and support each other, but are each, you know, in control of their own workplaces. And, you know, there's so many possibilities in the valley. They've got the skills and the technology to really be, like, a hub for renewable energy in Australia, which, you know, could be in the form of manufacturing wind turbines, for example. That's actually been talked about in the valley for years now. We had conversations years ago about trying to set up wind turbine manufacture in the valley. You know, they know the energy systems. They've got the right, like, assets in terms of the skills of and the experience of the people who live there. So, yeah, there's, like, a huge amount of possibilities. You know, not just solar hot water, not just wind turbines, battery storage, you know, it goes on.
And a lot of farming and agricultural stuff happening in that area as well.
Yeah, definitely. We've also been, we're talking about a partnership with a local hemp grower as well down in the valley. So looking at the possibilities for hemp, for fibre for textiles, as well as, you know, I mean, hemp has endless possibilities, the things that you can make from it. But it's also, there's been a lot of really interesting research coming out about using hemp to rehabilitate old mine sites, specifically looking at coal mines. But, you know, there's a lot of possibilities for using that plant to potentially take the toxins and the heavy metals out of the soil, which, you know, decommissioning the mines is going to be a huge amount of work, and that itself will create jobs for a while because it's a massive, massive task.
Mm. Yeah, it's a similar story up in the Hunter Valley with all those mines. The mining companies will typically put the mine into care and maintenance instead of actually declaring it closed, because that would trigger their responsibilities to rehabilitate it. So, yeah, there's a lot of work waiting to be done.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as we saw with the Morwell mine fire a few years ago, if that's not done properly, you know, this idea of care and maintenance, if it's not actually maintained, then it's a huge risk to the community.
Hmm.
Okay, so we're running low on time now. I guess the last question to ask, Anna, is, you know, you've raised $20,000 from this walk, and, you know, what's next for Earthworker, and do you have any sort of plans on the horizon of what you're going to be doing in the aftermath of with Walk with the Valley?
Yeah, so the money raised is going towards the Eureka's Future Workers Cooperative, as we said. So we've got a premises and machinery down in Morwell, and now it's just in the beginning stages of starting to generate work and build up an income base, which, you know, will either be taking on small bits of work in partnership with local businesses or if the government comes through with the procurement that we're asking for, then it will be a much faster uptake. So that's procurement, sorry, for solar hot water systems in public housing.
And is there a kind of timeline? Do you know when you're likely to hear back from the Andrews government about that procurement project?
Your guess is as good as mine. We've been in discussions for quite some time now. They're ongoing.
Hmm.
And, you know, everything moves quite slowly with government. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Hmm. Hmm. All right. Well, yeah, congratulations. Quite an epic journey. The walk to the valley, and it's been really successful, raising 20 grand, like you've said, and helping to draw attention to the project and further build community support. So, yeah, keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you.